Mitchell.
I always try on Australia Day to speak to an Australian serviceman serving overseas, and unfortunately it's quite usual that there is a number of Australian servicemen serving overseas at this time of year. Today we're talking to leading aircraftman Craig Scalfer, who is in Dubai as part of the support crew for those in the Air Force and the fighter crews fighting ISIS. He's in Dubai at the moment. He stayed up late at night to talk to us. I had to catch up with him early this morning, Melbourne time, to record our discussion. And I began, this is Craig Scalfer, leading aircraftman. I began by thanking him for staying up, and thanks for the time.
Thanks, Neil. My pleasure.
You got Australia Day events on today or not?
We do, we do. We're having a barbecue for lunch, and we're going to have some music on as well, and there's going to be a thong-throwing competition and some beach volleyball. So we're looking forward to that. It'll be a good way to spend Australia Day over here.
You've been in the Defence Forces since you left school, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I joined straight out of school in 2007 and been in since. It's been a good experience, yeah.
Why did you join?
At the time, I wasn't sure. It was just a new experience for me. It was something to do out of school, but I was following a passion, which was cooking, and the Navy definitely gave me some good experiences and seen some new places and things that I didn't think I would see. It's been sort of a bit of a journey.
And now you're in the medical area, is that right?
Now I'm in administration, and I'm doing some... I'm working in the medical orderly room over here, which is dealing with patients and booking specialist appointments and getting their files ready over here. So it's a specialised area, yeah.
And what about the people you work with? Take me through a typical day in Dubai. What do you do?
Yeah, so we'll come in the morning and we'll have a meeting and have a chat about what's going to happen for the day and sort of what our plan is. And we'll open up and see if there's any people who need to be looked at straight away, if they're sick or they've woken up with an injury or something, and we'll see them. And we might do some return to Australia screenings, or we might do just general sick people throughout the course of the morning. And it's fairly fluid through the rest of the day. We sort of just react to what comes up. There might be injuries come in. And then we'll just close up about 5 or 6 and go to dinner. So it can be very busy, but it's different every day, which is really engaging.
Do you feel an air of... I know you're all professionals there, but do you feel an air of tension around what you're doing? Because it's pretty serious stuff to be flying out of Dubai and into combat.
Yeah. We do have a chat to the pilots, and everyone's sort of chilled out at the moment. But, yeah, when we do watch the news, we sort of get that feeling that it is all serious and it's not a game. So, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Are you and family back in Australia? You come from Emerald, don't you?
I do, yeah. Family's back in Emerald in Mount Dandenong. So hi to Mum, Dad and Zoe. Thanks for your support.
Who's Zoe?
Zoe's my sister, yeah.
I've just been handed an email from your parents.
Oh, really?
They've sent us an email overnight. I haven't read it, so I'll read it straight to you. Our son, Craig, is currently serving with the Royal Australian Air Force in the Middle East. We've been advised you'll be interviewing him tomorrow morning. Is it possible to obtain a recording of the interview? Your help and advice appreciated. So we'll get him a recording.
Oh, great. Thank you for that. It's appreciated.
The parents get very edgy about these things, don't they?
They do, but we always reassure them that it's all fine and we will be home at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, that's right. When do you come back?
Yes, yeah, so we've still got a couple of months left over here, so we're hoping to be home in a couple of months' time, yeah. Definitely looking forward to seeing everyone then.
Does it mean something different to you when you're away in a situation like this than it would if you were back in Emerald? What would you be doing on Australia Day, do you reckon?
Oh, we'd be... no doubt we'd be having a barbecue with family, sitting down, probably watching TV or just relaxing. But I think it means more to be away, to be over here representing Australia and there's definitely a feeling of that over Christmas and the New Year. We definitely were proud to be over here and representing Australia. So we haven't forgotten, and we are thinking of you guys as well.
That's an interesting point. You do have a sense that you're representing the country there. Well, you are, but you know, you're conscious of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the support over Christmas was enormous too, and we can't thank you enough for that. We did definitely feel like you guys were thinking of us. So, yeah, it was great. Thanks so much.
Well, look, good to talk to you. We'll get a tape to Tony and Joy. What's the message for Tony and Joy?
The message is have a great Australia Day, and sleep in, and don't work too hard.
Sleep in? That'll be hard to do. Craig, good to speak to you. Take care there, and pass on our regards to everybody when you all get together today. Are you allowed a beer today or not?
We don't get a beer today. No. We got one at Christmas, but not today, unfortunately. So we'll save that for when we get back.
I think, aren't you allowed one at Christmas and Anzac Day?
We had one at Christmas, yeah. Not too sure about Anzac Day.
I reckon we should start a campaign. I'll ask the Prime Minister whether you can have one beer on Australia Day.
yeah, that would be great.
Good to talk to you. Take care and all the best.
Great, thanks a lot. You too. Have a good Australia Day.
Bye-bye. In Dubai, leading aircraftman Craig Scalfer from Emerald.